WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot more clarity. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill? Like there's this invisible pressure pushing you harder and faster, but you're not really getting anywhere. That's the modern world in a nutshell, right? Constant hustle, endless deadlines, social media highlighting everyone else's perfect lives. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed, stressed, and honestly, pretty beat up on themselves. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, a powerful tool that could help you not just survive, but truly thrive in the midst of all this chaos? That secret weapon? Self-compassion. It's not about being self-indulgent or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it when your bestie is feeling down. What do? You listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, and remind them of their strengths. Self-compassion is basically doing the same for yourself. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-compassion for mental health and well-being. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's backed by science and has a real impact on how you handle stress, navigate difficult emotions, build resilience, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about the power of self-compassion. 1. Self-compassion is not weakness, it's strength. You know those times when you mess up, make a mistake, or simply feel overwhelmed. Instead of beating yourself up and spiraling into negativity, self-compassion allows you to acknowledge those moments with kindness and understanding. It says, hey, this happened, it's okay, I'm learning and growing. That takes courage, not weakness. 2. Self-compassion helps manage stress and anxiety. When we're constantly criticizing ourselves, our inner critic becomes a relentless voice that amplifies stress and anxiety. But when we practice self-compassion, we can quiet that inner critic and create space for calm and clarity. Think of it like this, imagine your mind is a garden. Harsh self-talk is like weeds taking over, choking out the beautiful flowers of peace and joy. Self-compassion is like tending to that garden with care, nurturing the good stuff and gently removing the negativity. 3. Self-compassion fuels motivation and growth. Ever notice how beating yourself up about setbacks often leads to procrastination or giving up altogether? That's because self-criticism undermines our confidence and motivation. But when we approach challenges with self-compassion, it becomes a learning opportunity. We say to ourselves, this is a chance to grow, even if it doesn't go perfectly. It's about embracing the journey, not just the destination. 4. Self-compassion fosters healthy relationships. When we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we naturally project that same warmth and compassion onto others. Self-compassion builds empathy and connection, making us better friends, partners, family members, and colleagues. 5. Self-compassion is a skill that can be learned and cultivated. It's not something you either have or don't have. Just like any other skill, like playing an instrument or speaking a new language, self-compassion takes practice. But the more you consciously cultivate it, the more natural and effortless it becomes. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, you're second-guessing every word. You know that feeling when fear starts to take over and you want to just bail? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral, what if you paused and said something kind to yourself? Hey, I've got this. It's okay to feel nervous, everyone gets butterflies before big moments. Just focus on breathing, trust your preparation, and be proud of yourself for stepping up. See the difference? That simple act of self-compassion can shift your entire mindset, boost your confidence, and help you rock that presentation. So here's the takeaway. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections with kindness and understanding. It's a superpower that can transform your mental health, well-being, and overall life experience. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion and how you practice it in your daily life. Drop a comment on our website or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, be kind to yourself, you deserve it. Join me tomorrow for another dose of calm wisdom, same time, same place.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.